This is the Tiger 102.75.
The families of some of the 12 suspects detained for sharing content from a controversial Facebook page regarding a British teen's allegations of being raped on Koh Tao have asked for mercy and understanding and described the suspect as being ignorant of the law. The suspects from various provinces have been brought for questioning at the Koh Tao police station. They were arrested for allegedly violating the Computer Crime Act by spreading what police describe as false information from the US-based CSILA Facebook page. The page criticises the police investigation into the rape claim, calling it ineffective and too quick to come to the conclusion that the rape never happened. The page administrator, Pramukh Anandasan, who lives in the United States, is also facing an arrest warrant. The 12 Mupar footballers and their 25-year-old assistant coach, whose dramatic search and rescue from a flooded cave in Chiang Rai made global headlines, have revealed their dreams of leading Thailand's national football team to the World Cup finals. The boys aged between 11 and 16 also expressed their gratitude to His Majesty the King and everybody else who contributed to their rescue. They were speaking at a cultural ministry-hosted press conference in Bangkok's Siam Paragon Mall yesterday. The boys admitted that they're now recognised more frequently. Their junior striker Duong Pech Plumtep already has 300,000 Instagram followers. Their lives remain pretty much the same. They say they're now working on gaining physical strength by running, going on bicycle rides and playing football. They've also recounted their 9 days as novices in a local temple, saying meditation and Dharma lessons have helped them stay calm, confident and in touch with reality. Police are hunting for thieves who broke into 3 shops in the Suan Luang market in Phuket town yesterday. The incidents happened before shopholders arrived yesterday about 8 o'clock. Police say they're now tracking down people involved after viewing CCTV footage. Mystery still surrounds the death of a 46-year-old Canadian found by fishermen floating in the sea off Chombri early on Wednesday. Police say it was not yet possible to say how the victim died. The Canadian embassy has been informed and relatives are being contacted. Seattle police are investigating the murders of 2 Thai Washington University postgraduate students. Reports of the killings detailed how the victims' bodies were riddled with knife wounds, causing alarm in Seattle that such a vicious act could occur in the quiet residential area close to the university. Police are declining to speculate on details surrounding the deaths, in particular on speculation in US media reports that it was a murder or murder-suicide. Immigration police are liaising with relevant authorities to help the families of both girls travel to the US. An elder brother of one of the girls has said his family is in deep mourning for the loss of their friendly and lively daughter and sister. Thai Airways International is raising the fuel surcharge rate on 58 routes starting from September the 14th due to the increasing fuel prices. The Thai Airways president said the decision was made after a study of internal and external factors, including sharply rising fuel costs, which the airline's been absorbing whilst competitor airlines have begun to raise their prices. His Majesty King Mahavishiralongkorn has granted honours to 114 foreigners and 74 Thais who were involved in rescuing the 12 wild boar soccer players and their assistant coach from a flooded cave in Chiang Rai. The Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha will present the honours at a ceremony at Government House today. A grand reception was held last night at the Dusit Palace Plaza under the United as One theme. Some 7,000 people attended the celebration. And the massive wooden structures featuring prominently in the winning design for Suvarnabhumi Airport's new passenger terminal could pose a fire risk and might violate construction laws. This from the Engineering Institute of Thailand. It's warned the AOT after engineers and citizens have questioned the security of Terminal 2 on social media. What's called the forest design has been accepted for the new terminal. It's going to cost 35 billion baht and set to open in 2021.